Greetings. I hope you are all well today. I was blessed to be able to minister at everyone's church yesterday. Thank you to all who came, and thank you for your hunger for God. It was good to be together. I'm ready for another God-filled week. We are living in a time where God is doing big things. As the glory of God increases in the earth, the things of darkness are exposed. God doesn't expose things simply to reveal how bad things are. He only exposes things to make a way for life to prevail. Many have prophesied in the past few years of a tsunami wave that would sweep the nations. A tsunami wave is not a wave for surfing. It's a wave that brings about tremendous change in the earth. It is not a joyful wave, but a God tsunami will create a God result. The overflowing scourge of the tsunami wave of God's presence is moving in the earth to remove what is false and reveal what is true. God's grace is the power of God's life, and God's life brings great change. Authenticity is a place of being vulnerable, transparent, and transformed inside and out. The fig leaves of religion are being removed so that we can be known as the people of God. The way of dead religion in the world is to make lies a refuge in falsehood and identity. God is exposing lies and falsehoods to give His people His salvation and true identity. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Jesus is the only foundation of true life. He is the tested stone of love and faith. Love is unshakable when love is real, and faith works through love. God is our God. Love hears God, and the testimony is always more life. Jesus is the precious stone. He is the testimony of the Father's value, and thus He is an expression of God in every way. God wants to give us greater testimonies of the values of God in our lives. He makes us precious expressions of God in who we are. There is no gap between us and God, and this is the true peace that fills our world with heavenly things. Each of us are a God person to reveal His values, His testimony of life in all of our ways. Jesus is the sure foundation. He is the foundation of relationship, a testimony of partnership with God and one another in the purposes of God in all things. We are to live together as a community of life that produces the fruit of destiny for the will of our Heavenly Father to the nations and generations. Isaiah 28:17-18. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. Like the overflowing scourge in the days of Isaiah, God is calling us into an increased covenant with Him. The things that will be swept away are the lies and the hiding places of pretense. God is calling us to a true covenant of life. The things that will be trampled down are the things that prevent us from being people of God. We are the body of Christ. Last week, God stirred my spirit again.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that, is this not the cup that I bless, the cup of my spirit? And is this not the bread that I bless, the bread of my body? And I'm doing a work of my spirit in this hour among my people, for I'm causing my people to manifest as my people. And to manifest is that which I have called to be the treasure of the earth. For this is the cup that I bless, the cup of my spirit. This is the bread that I bless, the bread of my body. And I have desired that your barns would be full and your vats would overflow. And so in this season, I'm causing you to find me. In the midst of noise, I'm causing you to find me. In the midst of commotion, I'm causing you to settle in me. For it is in returning and rest that you will know the salvation of me. It is in quietness and confidence that you will find the true strength. For I am causing you to be fed up with the treasures that have clothed you and fed up with the treasures that have given you value apart from me. For I've desired you to receive the true treasures of seed for sowing and bread for eating, an abundant supply that you would be a strength of me among the peoples of the earth. Or there is a new value that's coming in your hearts. There's a new value that's coming in your minds. It's a value of me. It's a value of one another. It's a value of seed. It's a value of bread. It's a value of the drink that I bless. Or it's my spirit. And God says, the treasures are real, but the treasures are not as you suppose. And the glory is real, but it's not as you suppose. And the things that have covered you before, you will say, get away from me. And the things that you have worn as your glory, you shall say, depart from me. For you will find that you have a guide that guides you. And that guide is the guide of your Father that speaks to your heart, that declares who you are. For is this not the bread that I bless and the cup that I bless? It's the cup of my spirit and it's the bread of my body. And so among the nations, even in this time, I'm blessing barns to be full and vats to overflow, that the glory of the seed and of the bread and the abundance of truth would prevail.
God is up to something big. We will be known as the people of God, and He will prove to be the true guide of our hearts and minds. We will be a blessing to our world, and we will live for harvest. It is time for seed for sowing and bread for eating to be in abundance in our barns and for our vats to overflow with the testimony of the Spirit of Life. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.